Well, I think if I'd had it to do over again, I think I would go into the Navy, even though I was somewhat, I don't know, repelled, I think, by the rigidity of their routine.
During the war, did you have to uphold the rigidity of the routine
On
on
merchant
duty?
ships, absolutely.
You did. So
Yeah.
were you in full uniform and
Well, very informal uniform. We most of the time wore khakis, and we buy our own clothes. And usually, the captain wanted his officers to eat in the mess room, the officers' mess, and hit with a jacket on, with some kind of a jacket, to make it a little bit more formal. Although once in a while the engineers would come in all sweaty and dirty and sit down to eat because that's all they had time for. But Merchant Marine is much more informal than any Navy routine.
How did everyone get along on the ship when you during the war with you had the Navy officers and the Merchant Marines?
It's remarkable. I mentioned that in the book. They get along well, very well. In fact, in the last trip of the war, which was out to Philippines, we had four Coast Guard cutters, 83 foot long. Each one was 83 feet long, and they were sitting in cradles on deck, two forward and two aft. And they had full crews, 10 men and an ensign in charge of each craft. And we got along fine. In fact, I learned to play bridge with those ensigns, and we had a bridge game going. When I'd get off watch at 8 o'clock in the morning and have breakfast and have a short conference with the bosun as to what the deck game was going to do that day, and then we'd sit down and play bridge in the officer's mess. With the sometimes we had different men, but we'd have two of the four ensigns and the gunnery officer and one or two of the ship's officers.